Chad Moyer with you here on 840 KTIC. It's time for our weekly market update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. And Roy, a little later than usual here today, and it was a Mom's Cafe Day there in Plantsmith, and I don't know if we can blame that or not. You told me you had bacon and eggs, and I'm sure you're yummed up, and boy, that was good. And what was the conversation around the coffee table here this morning, Roy?
Well, the big thing is that we had our local CPA that came and ate breakfast with us, and people are trying to get lined up for income tax season, and you normally think of that as April 15th, but actually farmers make most of those decisions in November and December, so that was it, I guess, and harvest is pretty much done here in Cass County, so there wasn't much to talk about there.
Yeah, well, you start talking about tax planning, that's a meeting in itself, I would say. We need to get right to the markets here, and let's talk about what happened in the bean market here this last week, and another formation in the on the charts. Tell us about that, Roy.
All right, well, one of the things that technical analysts look at is formations in the prices, and we had what's called a head and shoulders top that started out about a month ago, and we see a pop up and then back down and then a new high and then back down again and then another high that isn't quite that high, and that's called a head and shoulders top. And normally that is a prediction of prices going down, but since that happened earlier this week, yesterday we had a pretty good day in the soybean market, and the overnight trade is looking like it's about a nickel higher. So we may have an instance here where the market gives us two different signals, and one of them's going to be right and the other one's not.
But, you know, some of that uncertainty, if you will, or topping out, you know, I guess I might expect that. But at the same point, the basis is finally catching up to what's going on in the market, huh?
Right. We had about a dime improvement in the basis here in Cass County in the last 10 days. And if you go back a month, why, it's more like 15 to 20 cents improvement in basis. And we've been waiting all fall with this dead cat bounce to see the basis improve. And now here we are, the bounce looks like it's about over, but the basis in fact is improving, and that's probably a sign that maybe the prices aren't going to go down as much as people have been thinking.
All right. Well, let's talk about the keys for the rest of this month. We're through the first week in December here, still have a couple of holidays coming up before the end of the year. What do the charts tell us about trading in December, Roy?
Well, basically what the charts normally tell us and what they're probably telling us now, and that is that the harvest is over and we're in the process of establishing just exactly how much inventory there is out there and how much demand there is for these beans. And you know, considering the fact that the basis has given us quite an improvement here in the last few days, it looks like we have got quite a bit of demand for the beans, and as long as that continues, why, we're probably not too worried about that South American crop that's now just being planted and coming out of the ground.
And are we still kind of observing our drop-dead date, having the beans sold by the end of the year?
Oh, absolutely. I guess the issue there is, number one, if you got them in commercial storage, you're going to be paying a commercial storage rate, and you're going to have some interest costs. You have to take that off of any possible price appreciation. If you got the beans at home in the bin, then you don't have the storage cost, and maybe you want to hang on to them and see what happens next spring, understanding that there is some price risk there.
And for folks that want more information from you, Roy, how do they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
It's always good to talk to you. Appreciate the conversation. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
That sounds good.
All right. Thanks much. Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets every Friday morning here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.